Political Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I want to talk again. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but I'm going to mention it again. There's this book called The Kingdom of Shylock. And it was written in 1917, or it was published in 1917, and it was immediately suppressed. And the guy who wrote it, Frank Anstey, was a leader of the Labor Party, and he viewed World War I as a war of rival capitalists. And looking at this book, reading through it today, it's the same thing that's going on today. And the main theme of this book is that those who are in control of the medium of exchange are the true rulers of the world. And that's why today we're seeing the United States ready to take the world into a nuclear world war to force the world to go on using America's particular brand of paper and ink. Now, Hesperian Press down in Australia sent me a copy of the book. It was a page turner. I couldn't put it down. Because there in 1917 was already a clear understanding of how the world is enslaved by those who hold control of the monetary mediums of exchange and how those private banking interests had driven the world into World War I. Now, given the title and the threat to the private central bankers, in particular the Rothschild, as I said, the book was denounced and suppressed. Oh, it's anti-Semitism and the rest of it. But it is worth the read in light of current events here. The important lesson to take away from this book is that politicians have known all along that these wars are fought for the private central bankers and are willing to sell the blood of your children for a share in that banker's treasure. War is the banker's richest harvest. They don't care which side wins or loses because both sides are driven into debt to those private central bankers. And what are they funding the wars with? Ink and paper. It's all made up imaginary money that you are brainwashed in your schools to believe represents something real. And if there is going to be one piece of good to come out of the current turmoil, it will be that future governments of planet Earth will go back to using government-issued currencies, where the public currency is managed as a public utility, there to serve commerce and the people, not to enrich private central banks, which are basically, when you get past all the fancy marble and woodwork, they're licensed counterfeiting operations. That's what they're doing. Everything the Federal Reserve is doing today was a death penalty offense under the Coinage Act of 1792-93, someplace in there, debasing the currency. Now, getting on to the immigration scandal, Fox News is reporting that apparently there's an emergency bill being introduced into Congress to speed the process by which these illegal immigrant children can be deported back to their country of origin, which I think we can count on. Obama is going to fight because he, for whatever reason, he wants those kids in this country, either to force through amnesty so he can go down in the history books as the president who reformed the immigration policy, or as part of this larger policy of the North American Union. And there is more evidence supporting that last one. Story over at Blacklisted News, talking about how this globalist think tank is out there saying that the North American Union will be forged in the heat of conflict. And they're basically saying that as long as there is a coherent United States of America, we, the American people, are going to oppose being merged in a larger union. But if the United States of America can be driven into a state of internal strife and conflict, civil war between the legals and the illegals, then it's going to be much easier to simply say, well, we're going to form a whole new country, a whole new North American Union. And that is the reason for the flood of illegals coming into this country. Now, do you remember not too long ago where the Department of Homeland Security had designated Christians and gun owners, Constitution supporters, veterans, militia members as potential domestic terrorists? And now, after saying that the Catholic Church is a potential domestic terrorist, if not a threat to our young people, the Department of Homeland Security is now asking Catholic churches to feed and house the illegal immigrants, for which they are being compensated through various taxpayer-funded grants. This in the same country where one-third of our homeless population are returned military veterans who are simply allowed to rot on the streets, much as the same way the VA is ignoring and shuffling off our wounded returned veterans in the hope that they'll just quickly die off and not be a burden anymore. And I can understand why people are getting very, very upset by a federal government which seems to place a much higher priority on care of these illegal immigrants than it does on its own citizens. Now, over in North Carolina, in the city of Asheville, there was an incident where an illegal immigrant, Kelso Avila Aquilar, 31-year-old, was observed driving erratically by a police officer, Ann Fowler. And she pulled over his Toyota Camry, went to talk to him, and the driver grabbed her arm and then drove off, dragging this woman 130 feet down Interstate 240. She was able to break free and get off the road without being hit by one of the other cars. And they've arrested this guy, obviously charged him with a DUI, assault with a deadly weapon on a police officer, assault with a deadly weapon inflicting serious injury, driving without a license, kidnapping, injury to personal property, reckless driving, eluding arrest, and so forth and so on. Now, here's where it gets really kind of interesting. North Carolina has what they call a sanctuary policy, in which the records of people arrested by the police do not include their immigration status. They're forbidden from commenting on that. The city of Asheville has a sanctuary policy shielding illegal aliens from deportation even after they've committed a crime within the city limits. On October 22, 2013, the Asheville City Council passed a so-called Civil Liberties Resolution banning police officers from inquiring into a suspect's immigration status in this country. All of this clearly evinces a design to destroy the American culture by simply pouring in a bunch of people from other countries and stirring them around and saying, well, there really isn't an American identity anymore. So let's just merge with the North American Union here. Meanwhile, down there, Breitbart.com is reporting, apparently this was even carried by Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. The vice president of the Border Patrol Union is saying that a lot of the Border Patrol people are coming down with serious diseases that have not been seen in the United States in decades, including bacterial pneumonia. And a lot of people are concerned about this health hazard spreading through the United States as all these illegals with all these diseases are simply bussed and flown and spread all over the place here. Now, a story coming out of the Organic Preppers pointing out how the American corporate media is declaring that anybody concerned about a health crisis from the illegal immigrants, you're just being hysterical. You're fear-mongering. There's no real danger there. Despite confirmed cases of these kids with H1N1, measles, scabies, and tuberculosis, you're just being an anti-immigrant bigot if you're worried about getting diseases from these people. Another article coming out of Investment Watch blog is Obama preparing to give away 8 of the 50 states And they're basically commenting, first of all, on the fact that Obama announced on June 30th he would take unilateral action to revamp the immigration policies after being told House Republicans will not pass legislation on the issue this year. So Obama's already out there with his piece of paper and his pen to declare by executive order that thus and such will be done. All of this, of course, impeachable. And it's a very serious situation. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. Take from Caesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it's been almost 20 years since the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, which was blamed on domestic terrorists. But you can go over to my website and look at my webpage on Oklahoma City. It appears to have been another one of these staged false flag events to scare Americans into surrendering more of their civil liberties and protections and so forth and so on. Now, over in Utah, there's an attorney, Jesse Trentadue, and he is the brother of one of the witnesses to what was going on there. And his brother supposedly hung himself in his jail cell. And so Jesse Trentadue is filing a lawsuit to release the surveillance videos from the around the Murrah building on the day of the bombing. Now, these videos have never been released. It's one of the many reasons why we think something is being covered up there. And, you know, was it just McVeigh? Were there other players? And in particular, there are indications that there were cutter charges inside the Murrah building that went off several seconds before the truck bomb blew. Witnesses inside the building, a couple of audio recordings that were captured on dictabelts, dictation machines around the whole area. And Jesse Trentadue says it's been 20 years. There's no reason not to release that information. And there really isn't, unless the government has something to hide. And I hope he's wearing his Kevlar undies. A little bit of history about the Murrah bombing. Most people don't realize there had been this horrible disaster down in Waco, Texas, where the BATF had made a total botch up of their being given police enforcement powers. There'd been a whole string of wrong doors kicked down, innocent homeowners being shot to death, and Congress was already talking about taking back the BATF's enforcement authority because there'd been so many problems. So the BATF needed a publicity stunt to make it look like there were dangerous gun nuts out there and the BATF was the only group that was going to be able to deal with them. So they decided to go after this church in Waco, Texas, the Branch Davidians. Now, the Branch Davidians were this little religious community, and they supported themselves by dealing in used guns. They would go out to gun shows, buy used weapons, bring them back, refurbish them, and then resell them, which is a perfectly legal activity. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, isn't that kind of a weird thing for a church to be doing? Well, I don't know. How about bingo? That's kind of gambling. Times past, the church had temple prostitution, you know, but they were taking care of themselves, and all their weapons were legal weapons. And the BATF decided, we're going to raid this church and seize all the guns and proclaim them dangerous gun nuts, and we, the BATF, have saved the American people from these religious fruitcakes. And it was a PR stunt, and the BATF invited the local media to come along and get plenty of pictures and videos of the BATF heroically taking down this church. And one of the local media was friends with David Koresh over at the Branch Davidians, and he calls him up and said, do you know there's a BATF raid on the way? David said, no, but we'll just deal with it. We have nothing to hide. And in point of fact, on the day the BATF showed up, all of the church's working firearms were out at a gun show. And all that was left inside the so-called arsenal were bits and pieces that were being stripped for parts. None of them were really operating. So the BATF goes in, they knock on the door. David Koresh opens the door. He's immediately shot in the groin. So he slams the door and falls back, and that began the siege, which eventually the FBI had to come in, take over, gas the place with a poison gas that's illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war, and then burn it all to the ground. So the government could say, they were dangerous gun nuts and our BATF were, you know, we never make mistakes. We're governmental infallibility. Well, Congress, of course, was responding to that, and they were going to have an investigation into exactly what had happened at Waco, and all the evidence, all the paperwork, all the documentation about what happened in Waco was being stored in the Murrah Federal Building on the day it was destroyed. How lucky for the FBI and the BATF that all of the evidence Congress needed to find out what they were really up to was destroyed in the bombing of the Murrah Building. How lucky can they get here? Story out of at RIMF.com over in North Carolina, in Durham. In court testimony, this North Carolina police officer testified in court, it is official policy for Durham police to claim they received a 911 call from a residence in order to enter the home without a warrant under the ruse of a safety check. It's official policy. That's how they get around the Fourth Amendment. We have to come in. We got a 911 call. We've got to make sure everything is safe. Oh, my goodness. Look at, you know, they've got too many copies of National Geographic. They're making colloidal silver. And it's official policy. It's not just a dirty trick. It's official policy by police forces to get around the Fourth Amendment, to claim there's a 911 call. Over at Extra Public TV, more about the Internal Revenue Service scandal. Apparently, their policy that targeted political groups and Obama's enemies and dissidents was also aimed at the open source movement. Now, if you don't know what I mean by that, there are groups that have set up nonprofit foundations to create open source software, office applications, things like that, where you can download, examine the source code, compile them yourself, and put them on your machine. The Open Office Project's a good example of that. It's basically the full Office suite, and you can get it for free, which, of course, obviously Microsoft doesn't like the open source movement because it's cutting into their profits, and the NSA absolutely does not like the open source movement because it means people can get software that they can verify for themselves, don't have back doors in them. So apparently the IRS was targeting the open source projects as well, trying to shut them down. Speaking of NSA spying, apparently Germany, they're setting up an investigation of NSA spying in their country. They're going to manual typewriters. They don't even dare use any computers because of how pervasive spying is. All righty. Story in WSPA TV 7 in Greenville, Spartanburg, running a story about a police program called Operation Rolling Thunder, which was billed as a traffic enforcement blitz, but which turned out to be a shameless shakedown of motorists. They obtained more than $100,000 from drivers under civil asset forfeiture. Under any excuse, didn't arrest the drivers, just simply said, you've got too much money, we suspect it was used for ill purpose, and they take the money, knowing that the vast majority of these drivers won't have the time or the money to hire lawyers to go to court and get their property back. That's called pillage. That's called theft. The police forces are stealing from the American people and murdering in the process 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists do. Now, for those of you thinking about joining the military because there are no other jobs out there, and especially you women, keep in mind that in the year 2013, there were 86,000 rapes reported in the U.S. Army. And that's just the ones that were reported, and we know that military officers are trying to discourage those reports. So you girls, find some other way to make a living, stay at home, do not join the military, or you're fair game for all those horny guys around you. We've been talking about these very expensive weapons systems purchased by the U.S. government. The F-35 is the worst of you. Still grounded, still self-immolating on takeoff. And now there's new questions being raised about the littoral combat ship. More when we come back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Corporations, Wall Street, and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the obscene amounts of money spent on the machinery of war by the United States government, much of which is then given to Israel with which to inflict genocide on the Palestinians. And it is extraordinarily wasteful, excessive even. I've often talked about this book and movie, The Pentagon Wars, which is a very humorous look at the very real history of the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. Huge boondoggle. And it's well worth seeing. I understand it's still out there on Netflix and Hulu, for those of you who have not seen that. It's a funny film directed by Richard Benjamin. And we've been talking about the F-35, the most expensive warplane ever developed for the United States of America. If the United States of America took that money that they have wasted on the F-35, they could have bought a $600,000 house for every homeless legal American citizen in this country. That's the scale of the spending that goes into these weapons systems. And the F-35, even the Pentagon is saying it's a complete boondoggle. It's grounded right now because it keeps setting itself on fire. Can't fly in the rain, can't fly in your lightning, can't even fly in the fog. The helmet fire control system still has not been delivered. This fighter is not even in operational service yet. And it's already considered inferior to the contemporary in-service Russian and Chinese fighter planes. It's almost a joke if you and I weren't paying the interest on the spending on this plane. Now we've been talking about the littoral combat ship, the Independence class. We were talking about before how the first one that was launched and deployed has already had to go back into dry dock to replace corroding hull plates, as if apparently the Navy has forgotten about zinc sacrificial anodes to prevent galvanic corrosion of their warships. Now, according to the Pentagon's top weapons tester, the Navy's $23 billion littoral combat ship is less able to survive an attack than other U.S. warships. It's underarmed, underarmored. Its electronic systems are wide open to interference and hacking. It's all about the money, finding a reason to take money away from you by members of Congress and give it to their cronies and their pals over in the defense contract industries, who then write very generous campaign donation checks. Now, these other countries, like Russia and China, spend nowhere near as much money on their weapon systems as the United States does. But Russia and China and other countries are spending the money to buy good weapon systems, not just to enrich the political machine. And they get a lot more bang for their buck. And so anybody running around saying that we will arise victorious in war simply because we've spent more money than the other guys, it's nonsense. I remember in the very opening of that movie, The Pentagon Wars, where Kelsey Grammer is playing this officer in charge of this development program, says, we won the Cold War because we were willing to shovel the money into the fire faster than the Russians could. And that's a very prevalent attitude that we see in the Pentagon and military procurement, but it's not accurate. Because the U.S. is spending billions and trillions on weapon systems that really aren't all that effective against countries who are spending only millions to produce things that actually work. Now, over in Great Britain, there's another growing scandal where for the longest time, the British government claimed they had absolutely no evidence or indications that the CIA was using a facility on Diego Garcia for some of their torture cells. And now, apparently, the logs have surfaced and been passed to the British police for investigation, contradicting the claims that those logs did not exist. Now then, getting on to something a little bit lighter. Over in Russia today, they had an article, Swimsuits for Snow Boots. Freak summer snow and hail hit Siberia and the Urals. And they're talking about here in July, snowdrifts piling up on the roads of Russia's Ural region in what they're calling an abnormal summer snowstorm. Residents in the cities of Chelyabinsk and Sverdlovsk, located in the eastern Ural region, were caught by surprise by the snowstorm. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Over the weekend, it was snowing in the Alps. And not just little tiny snow, they were saying big puppy snowflakes coming on down here. Article out of Stephen Goddard, WordPress.com. More Arctic sea ice than 110 years ago. Remember, this was the summer that Al Gore predicted the Arctic would be ice-free. Blew that one there, Al, didn't you there? We just came out of the coldest Antarctic June ever recorded. A new all-time record. And still they're out there trying to somehow claim that all the snow and ice is from human-caused global warming and you must pay a carbon tax. Now, if saving the world from global warming had been the real agenda, you would think these people would back off and say, hey, we did it. The world is cooling. Are we not great? We're heroes. We saved the world from global warming. But they want your money. They want your obedience. They want to have justification to tell you how to live your life, to save planet Earth from the scourge of you icky-poo humans. And that's why even as we see cold records and snow storms in the Northern Hemisphere in the middle of July, they're still pushing this idea of human-caused global warming. Right now, the forecast for the central United States is there's going to be a major temperature drop. They're saying the polar vortex has returned. That's the name they put on this thing to try and to, hide the fact that what we're doing is we're going into a new little ice age because solar activity is down. Same thing that happened during the last little ice age. And I want to express a concern here. We're going into a little ice age. While our government is pushing towards war with Russia and China that could very easily go nuclear, and we've all heard the phrase nuclear winter, where so much debris gets thrown into the atmosphere from a nuclear exchange that it cools the Earth even more than it already is. So we're already going into a new little ice age. What happens if they throw a nuclear war on top of that and put us into a full-on ice age? With glaciers all the way down to Virginia. Huge scandal out in California. They're still screaming about how they're stricken with drought, which the western part of the U.S. is a desert. And what's going on is all of these aqueducts and irrigation systems that were built up in the 1930s and 40s, they're all falling apart. Nobody's repairing them. But apparently over at this Indian reservation, they're becoming very upset because apparently Nestle has a pumping station on the edge of their land where they're pumping out water from the aquifer, putting it on trucks and taking it away. Remember, Nestle's CEO is out there saying that humans don't have a natural right to water. It's got to be commoditized. We, the corporations, have to take control of the water and in order to make money off of it. And if you want a drink of water, you should have to pay some corporation for it. That's the attitude coming out of Nestle. Monsanto is hiding toxicity test results on Roundup, calling them a commercial secret. And this is in response to the revelation last week we were talking about, where tests on the Roundup product as a whole found it is 125 times more toxic than just glyphosate by itself. And we know how toxic that is. Well, toxic effects of products are supposed to be public information. And Monsanto is saying, no, it's a commercial secret how poisonous our stuff is. Now, residents of a West Virginia town where Monsanto used to have a factory that produced very dangerous chemicals are finally receiving payments from Monsanto for exposure to dioxin. Now, this plant was producing dioxin for inclusion into the Vietnam War era herbicide, Agent Orange. And it causes serious health problems for anybody exposed to it. Massive birth defects, was actually formulated and developed out here in Hawaii at the University of Hawaii, and there was a tragic accident where a couple of students got killed being exposed to these chemicals, and it was tested down on the Big Island on the military reservation. There are still areas there that are chain-linked off, and you cannot go in there because all these decades later, it is still too toxic for human presence. Now, apparently there's another scandal coming out where a congressman has been putting pressure on the EPA to lift ban on deadly weed killers made with arsenic because of corporate lobbying. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well.
To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at an article came out of Zero Hedge called Orwell Would Be Proud, U.S. Media Admits Divine Right to Decide What Public Needs to Know, and basically talking about this article that appeared in Time by Justin Lynch. And the original article was Blogger Surveillance in Obama's Orwellian State. And it was starting out with this group of reporters who have gone public saying that the administration is trying to suppress news in this country. But what's really interesting is they quote Pentagon correspondent for the New York Times, Tom Shanker, who basically said that the relationship between government and media is kind of like a marriage. It's a little dysfunctional, but it is there. And basically said the government needs to get its message out to the American people, and the best way to do that is by using the American news media. Okay, well, if you're like me, you probably got the message back in grade school that the corporate media existed to serve as a watchdog on government abuse. that if the government was doing something bad or illegal, the corporate media could be counted on to report it. We know that's complete nonsense. And now we have this Pentagon correspondent out there openly saying that, yes, the American corporate media serves as the Ministry of Propaganda for the United States government, which is why they're losing readership and viewership, and those people are coming on over to those of us here in the independent media. Now, those liars, they got lots and lots of money. They're huge amounts of funding. Israel's got all this money to pay Jewish students to go on social media and post pro-Israel propaganda. All the correspondents and the prostitutes and the corporate media, they've got big fat paychecks to get up there and lie to you. And those of us who are all about the truth, well, we're just barely getting by. And so I want to mention one more time that Republic Broadcasting is holding a pledge drive right now. They are desperate for money to keep going, to stay on the air, to stay on the satellite, to stay on the streams. They're not going to make it without you. So please go over to Republic Broadcasting. There's a little donate button up there that you can click that'll take you to the PayPal page. There's an address in there in Round Rock, Texas, if you want to send something anonymously. And I understand why a lot of you might want to do that in this day and age. But the only way we're going to get the big money influence out of politics and the media is for the little money to all unite together in the common cause of restoring the republic and bringing the truth out. So we need your help. Republicbroadcasting.org. Or if you're going to buy physical silver and physical gold, and it's a good time to be doing that, go over to Republic Trading Group. Buy some silver and gold from them. Part of the proceeds of that sale also go to fund the operation of Republic Broadcasting. We really need you, folks. We're not going to make it without you. We really are not going to do that. Speaking of keeping things hidden, apparently Margaret Thatcher's been dragged into this child abuse scandal that's growing in the heart of the British government. And apparently Margaret Thatcher is now being accused of personally covering up child abuse allegations made against one of her senior ministers. And apparently he was caught sexually abusing young boys at the home of one of his political allies in 1982. He was given a warning, apparently ignored that. 4 years later, he was spotted by police seeking young boys for sex at Victoria Railway Station in London. But no action was taken. Apparently, above a certain level, you're allowed to do such things. Maybe that's what keeps you under control. You know, you're having sex with small children or farm animals. They get pictures and video, and now you're reliable because they can blackmail you. Maybe that's the rite of passage into the higher levels of power. You have to do something really scummy and let them take pictures of it so you can be controlled. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Welby, is warning of more revelations to emerge in the church child abuse scandal. Now, the Pope came out last week saying only 2% of the clergy are sexual predators, and it struck me as a bit low because back in the 1990s, the Catholic Church put the figure closer to 11%. Now the Pope's saying it's only 1 in 50, so it's nothing really to worry about. Yeah, it's that 1 in 50 we should be worrying about. And the fact that the Catholic Church does not exactly have a reputation for honesty and accuracy either. A little bit of a warning for those of you who travel. Apparently, they're starting to find that these hotel business center computers are loaded with malware, including keyloggers, so that business travelers, when they use the business center to do whatever they're doing, their private details are being siphoned off. It's like a glory hole for the cyber criminals to get information, to get into your bank accounts or get your personal business communication, sell them to your rivals. And again, where's the NSA? Which claims to have all these computers and they're monitoring everything that we're doing. They're spying on law-abiding American citizens, but the actual criminals that are out there seem immune. And you would think that the NSA would be desperate for any kind of positive publicity right now to go out and get the guys who are pouring Viagra ads into our mailboxes, who are stealing our bank account information, stealing our credit card information. They haven't scored one. Not one. And that tells us right there. And in fact, there was a story about some guy who just got sent to jail for refusing to give his decryption password to police. What? Couldn't the NSA break his codes? And it's a reminder that for all its James Bond image and Jim Crackery, all the NSA really is, it's an eavesdropping operation. They're listening to your phone calls. They're reading your mail. And that's really all they can do. Because we proved with our six NSA challenges over the last year that anybody who really wants to secure their communications against the NSA, it's easily done. With a little bit of programming knowledge and a little bit of thought, you can come up with encryption methods the NSA cannot break. I did it six times in a row, batting 1,000 against the NSA cryptographers. And I'm not an encryption expert, and I'm only a halfway decent programmer. It's been years since I did serious code slinging. It was rather embarrassing how many times I had to go back to the manuals to remember what I used to know about these things. So it's all the signs of tyranny. Nazi Germany was spying on all their people. The U.S. government is spying on all their people. Nazi Germany had concentration camps. The U.S. has concentration camps. Nazi Germany had prison slave labor. The U.S. has prison slave labor. Nazi Germany started wars with lies, fraud, and deception. The U.S. is starting wars with lies, fraud, and deception. If it walks like a Nazi, quacks like a Nazi, smells like a Nazi, it's a Nazi. And that is just the way it really, really is. Still concerns about radioactive material coming out of Fukushima. Apparently, they have to go on pouring water into the ground because they don't really know where the melted cores are. The water continues to percolate out. They're basically describing it now as a swamp. They've put so much water in there, and of course, the runoff is going into the ocean. They can't get the ice wall to work because what they're trying to put behind that ice wall is thousands of degrees hot because there's out-of-control nuclear fission taking place underneath that ground. Ebola has now spread to the Sierra Leone capital of Freetown. They still can't get ahead of that. And it's only a matter of time with all of these illegal immigrants carrying all these diseases coming across that southern border. Sooner or later, somebody carrying Ebola is going to be in there. Because we already know people are flying out of Africa. We had that one report of Ebola in Spain, which was then denied and hushed up. We had that, I think it was about a month ago, report of multiple Ebola infections in Italy. That one was hushed up. We don't know where this thing has gone. And there is no reason to conclude it has not already reached Central America. Anyway. All righty, let's see. 38 journalist groups in U.S. protest suppression of media by the White House. We already talked about that. A member posted a confirmation about that defeat of the Israeli commandos trying to infiltrate Gaza. Caught them on the beach and apparently did inflict heavy, heavy casualties. We're going to be keeping an eye on what's going on in Gaza. What you all need to do right now, besides donating to Republic Broadcasting to keep this operation going, you need to get out there on your social media. You need to shout down all these paid students that Israel is paying to post pro-Israel propaganda. We've got to shout them down because they're trying to take control of the dialogue to say this is all Hamas' fault. If the Palestinians would just go away, there would be peace and light on earth. No, there wouldn't, because then Israel would go into Lebanon. And once Lebanon was taken over, Israel would go into Syria. They're not going to stop. Israel's the aggressor. The U.S. is the enabler. You are being forced to pay for all this. You have a right to be angry and to make that anger public. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, make good choices, get angry, share what you know with who you know, and aloha, America.